Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
Ask Pat.
Hey, what's up? This is Pat here, and thanks for checking into episode 5 of Ask Pat. I'm so thankful you're here. And of course, at the top of every episode, I mention some call to action or a product or service that I use and recommend. However, this time, I want to ask you for a quick favor. We're 5 episodes in, and if you've enjoyed Ask Pat in any capacity, I would love for you to head on over to iTunes. Just go on to iTunes and search for Ask Pat and leave an honest rating and review. Please, please make it honest, because I'm always looking to improve, and your rating is going to help with the exposure of the show on iTunes as well, with the rankings, which is going to help us reach more people and help in turn the show become better, because more people are going to find it, more people are going to ask questions, and there's going to be more content. Again, you guys drive the show. Thank you so much in advance. Again, an honest rating and review on iTunes would help out so much. Now let's move on to today's question. Today's question comes from Adam, and it's about leadership, which is so important. Even if you're just starting out with your business, leadership is something you should always be thinking about and looking to improve. So let's go and hear what Adam has to say.
Hey, Pat. Hi. My name is Adam Hart. I live in Squamish, British Columbia, Canada. I have a company called Power of Food. I am a Canadian best-selling author of a book called The Power of Food. I also have my own line of food called Raw Energy. I have been doing my business for 10 years. 2003, I started. But what I do want to ask is, as my team grows, I'm finding it a little bit more difficult for me as a leader of the team. For one, the leadership aspect, as far as how to be a better leader, that's one. And two is, as far as delegating, maybe if you could share a couple of your key strategies, or maybe even tech pieces for better structure or better organization of teamwork. I'm using right now, I have used Teamwork, and now I'm using Trello, which I do enjoy Trello. But if is there one that you recommend, I'd love to hear which one that would be. And yeah, thanks for your time. And I really, I love your podcast and all the work that you're doing. So thanks very much.
Adam, thank you so much for your question. I'm actually going to address it in 2 parts. The first part's going to be about how to become a better leader, or things you can do to be a better leader. And secondly, you know, about delegating those tasks that you need to do in your business to your team members. So the first part, how to be a better leader. There's 5 things I want to talk about. And a lot of these things will help you as far as becoming a better leader with your team, the people who are helping you and your brand and your business directly. And also how to be a better leader for those who are following you, for example, on Twitter, on Facebook, or, you know, your raving fans or people who are sort of following your brand, and how to be a better leader for them as well. And this first one is global. This one goes for everything. And this is something that I live by. I lead by example. Great leaders lead by example. They are role models for those who are following them and those who are working with them. there's nothing worse than somebody who's trying to lead somebody who is a hypocrite, right? They tell their team or their followers or their fans to do something, and they're not doing it themselves. How can you possibly lead if you're not doing or not, you know, really embodying the things that you believe in or you share? That it's just really important to lead by example. This is something that I want to do with my kids. You know, if I want to be a great dad, I know I have to lead by example, and I can't say things and not do them, or I can't do one thing and say or tell somebody don't do that. You know, I want to be your role model. You need to lead by example. And when you can show that you are actively doing these things to become a better person or to help take your brand to the next level, the people on your team, the people who follow your brand, they're going to feed off of that energy and they're going to want to help as well. So lead by example. Number two, admit your faults. I mean, this kind of has two sides to it. The first one is, you know, when you do something wrong, admit it. You know, don't pretend to be this almighty high, just like perfect person, because that's not possible. I mean, you are going to make mistakes, and it's best if you're open, honest, and transparent with those you are working with when you do make mistakes. It'll show that you're a real person, that you actually care, and that you're a human being, but you're there also to work with others to help take your brand to the next level, not just pretend you're somebody that you're not, because none of us are perfect. But the second part of that is to know what you're not good at, but know your strengths as well, and use what you're good at to help the business, and also know other people's strengths as well. You know, people on your team, you want to know what they're good at and what they're not good at, and delegate things to them. I know this is sort of the second part of the question is delegating, but know what other people's strengths are and give them tasks that perfectly feed those strengths, right? So again, that part of it is knowing what you are good at and doing the things that you know you should be doing, because that's what you're good at and that's what you enjoy doing and that's what you're passionate about. And also having others on your team do things that you know that they're good at and you perhaps want to hire based on those strengths as well, and how they play with what you're not good at too. So that's the second thing. First thing was, again, lead by example. Second thing, admit your faults and know your strengths, know the strengths of your team. And third thing, this is of course important for anything as well, is listen and communicate effectively. A great leader listens. They listen to those who they work with to try and better the brand. They also listen to their followers and their customers and the people who are part of their brand as well, and communicate as well. I mean, that's why I love the fact that I do podcasting and that I get up on stage and speak in front of a crowd, and I work with coaches to help me become a better and more effective communicator, because I know that just trickles down to every other part of my business. It helps me better share my ideas and better delegate the things that I want to delegate. And again, the biggest part about that is just listening, because how am I supposed to know what I can do better to become a better leader if I don't listen to those I'm working with or those who I am trying to help? Listen. It's the best thing you can do. Number four, encourage people to contribute. Part of what becoming a good leader is knowing that other people will be able to help benefit you and your brand just as much as you can yourself. You know, have people contribute. And what that does is it gets people excited about becoming a part of your team. It gets people excited about becoming a part of your brand, and also gets them more connected with the overall mission that you have. It gets them to contribute and feel like a part of the team. I mean, there's nothing worse than having a team member not play. I mean, this is like goes back to high school when I used to play basketball with my friends. And, you know, I was just a short kid. I was like the shortest kid in school, probably one of the shortest kids in school. And I had friends that were taller than me, and they all played basketball, and they were nice, and they let me play. They put me on the court, but they never passed me the ball, right? And how did that make me feel? That made me feel like useless, right? And then when they invited me, this actually happened, when they invited me to some of the top players on this basketball team, who are my friends, they invited me to watch them do a 3-on-3 sort of San Diego based tournament. And they were like, Pat, you should come and support the team. And I was like, no, I don't really feel like it, because I don't feel like I'm a part of the team. Even though they put me on the court, they never passed me the ball. They never gave me a chance. They didn't let me contribute at all. But if they just passed me the ball a couple times, I mean, I knew I wasn't a good basketball player. I mean, I could shoot every once in a while. I'd probably get packed and rejected most of the time. But, you know, if they passed me the ball a couple times, they made me feel included. If they asked me to come to that 3-on-3 tournament, I would have been there with a cheerleader outfit on, maybe not, but you know what I mean? I would have been there for them. I would have bought Gatorades for them and brought towels for them during, you know, timeouts. You know, I would have done the whole thing for them, but because they didn't let me contribute, I didn't feel like a part of the team. So encourage the people on your team and even the people in your audience to contribute. They will feel like they are more of a part of your brand, that they are vested in it, and they have, you know, that they have a part in it. And the fifth thing, and this goes along with the four other things we talked about, is motivate. You know, you want to motivate and do what you can to help the people on your team and to help people in your audience actually take action. A lot of those things we talked about will help with that already. Encourage people to contribute, listen and communicate and allow people and give them permission to talk to you and tell you how they feel. Admit your faults and know your strengths and know other people's strengths as well, and give them jobs that help and play with what they're good at. That'll motivate people as well, and also lead by example. If you can do something and you share what it's all about and the ups and downs with it, it's going to motivate people as well. I mean, that's what smartpassiveincome.com is all about, my main blog. So those are five things that'll help you become a better leader. Of course, there's a billion other things, but those are the top five things I thought of. Lead by example, admit your faults, listen and communicate effectively, encourage people to contribute, and motivate others as well. Now, part two, as far as delegating, you know, a couple key strategies and things like that for better structuring and better organization of teamwork. Again, like we talked about, know what your position is, know what the strengths and the qualities of the other people on your team, how they can contribute as well, and give them tasks that are perfectly suited for them. As far as tools that I use Basecamp. You use Trello, that one's okay. Asana is another one, A-S-A-N-A. Trello is the one you use, T-R-E-L-L-O. That one's totally fine. Basecamp, whatever works for you. Just have something. You know, for those of you who don't know those names, Basecamp, Trello, and Asana, they're basically project management tools to help you share task with your team members, and they can communicate with each other based on different projects and goals within each of those projects. And it keeps track of, you know, all the files that go along with it. Some of them connect directly with Evernote. If you use that to keep track of notes and stuff, it's really, really handy. I would recommend getting into any one of those, Asana, Trello or Basecamp. And as far as team members are concerned, I have one specific team member that I just couldn't live without right now. His name's Matt. He is the producer, sort of like a project manager. And, you know I'm at a point now, my business has grown so much over the years that I need somebody to help me manage all the different things that I'm doing for me. I mean, he helps me take these new ideas that I have and then hires the right people or works with the right people to make those things happen. And he also helps me keep track of the things that I have going on now to make sure I'm still on track with those things. So if you're at that point in your business where you feel like you are doing so many things, it might be time to sort of hand off a lot of those things to someone who is, you know, someone that you trust, of course, someone who perhaps you've worked with before, who can then manage those things for you. So you know that you can spend your time doing the things that you need to do in your business, because all that other stuff that you used to take care of is being taken care of by somebody else. Now, I want to thank Adam for his question. Adam, I will be sending you an Ask Pat t-shirt, so look out for an email from me if you haven't gotten one already. And of course, if you have a question out there, if you're listening and you have a question, head on over to askpat.com, leave a question there. You might win a t-shirt too and also get featured here on askpat.com. Thank you so much. I appreciate all of you. Thanks again for listening to episode 5 of Ask Pat. If you've enjoyed any part of this episode, I would love for you to head on over to iTunes and leave an honest review and rating. It would help out the show so much. And of course, I always want to leave you with a great, inspiring quote. And today's quote is from Donald McGannon. And he says, "Leadership is an action, not a position." Take care, and I'll see you in the next episode. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.